Good morning. This is the morning news on English Waves, and I'm Nia Kaysen. Could the attack at the Préfecture de Police have been avoided? Interior Minister Christophe Castaner admits that there were faults in the case of the attack at the Préfecture de Police in Paris last week. 4 years ago, the attacker had praised the Charlie Hebdo attack. Castaner spoke before the Law Commission at the Assemblée Nationale yesterday and said he regretted that the signs of radicalisation had not led to increased surveillance of the attacker. Christophe Castaner announced that, from now on, signs of Islamist radicalisation will trigger an automatic alert that should avoid these oversights in the future. In parallel, the investigation into the attacks last week continues. 160 investigators hope to extract the videos and documents of a USB key that was retrieved at the Préfecture de Police. Islamic State propaganda videos and personal data on dozens of police officers have already been found. The initial results concerning pollution after the Lubrizol factory fire are not reassuring, especially in the commune of Préau, which is northwest of Rouen. According to Atmo Normandy, the concentration of dioxins was 4 times greater than normal. The préfecture is set to perform further analyses of the soil, plants, and the food chain. The government has launched a website to consult the French people on the future universal income of activity. The device will merge the RSA, the activity premium, and housing benefits. Internet users have until November 20th to give feedback on the various possible modalities of this reform. The consultation will also take place via workshops by the end of the year. The bill is expected to come into action next year. You've been listening to the morning news on English Waves, and I am Nia Kazon.